You can't see.
What? What's going on, guys? Okay. Welcome to the Beta Fans. I am AJ.
I am DJ.
And I am JJ.
Caught these guys off guard. I told them we were pre- I am not even going to tell you what the topics are. That's how...
We never know what the topics are.
Yeah, it is. It's not a surprise.
I'm just going to kind of spin off top of my head. Did you guys hear that Russell Wilson wants to retire at Bronco? That he wants to be here, wants to be there for the next 5 years, and he wants to win 2 more Super Bowls?
Yes.
I think Super Bowls are possible, but we'll see.
We'll talk about that. The Chiefs are you know the cornerback Les Snead, the top corner?
Yes, Les Snead Jr.
The Chiefs have authorized him to request a trade, find a trading partner. So we'll talk about that.
No loyalty in that team.
We'll talk about just general NFL news.
They need to afford the team.
General NFL news. LeBron James being LeBron James. And I'm going to give you guys a question. Think about it. And the audience too. Right now it's like they're getting ready for the combine. Also, NFL free agency starts in 2 weeks. And players are starting being tagged. So we'll talk about that. What team has the best graded overall grade as far as facility, as far as anemones, as far as travel, as far as food, accessibility, etc., right? Think about it, and I'll ask you guys again towards the end, all right? I have the answer. They grade everything from...
You talking about NFL?
NFL teams, NFL facilities. So the best and worst.
Is it for home and away or just for home?
No, like your this is your work environment. This is your office.
Oh, you're talking about like employee-wise?
Yeah.
As players or...
And faculty.
Okay.
So let's first start off with Russell Wilson saying that he wants to retire at Bronco and he wants to bring 2 more Super Bowls to Denver. What is your guys' reaction to Russell Wilson's comments?
Who's he thinking he is? John Elway?
That's what I thought. Well, not John Elway in particular, but is he a GOAT?
Hey, Manny.
I'm surprised. He beat, I think, the Lions. Goes on a bye week, and then the team tells him, "Hey, take a pay cut, or we're going to bench you for the next last two weeks of the season."
Well, you thought he was leaving the team?
I still think he's getting released. This is my personal opinion.
I saw a video where he was talking about the actual situation. And that what the Broncos were doing was illegal. I didn't listen to it in full. I just heard like 2 seconds of it. So I honestly don't know the situation. But if he wants to stay a Bronco, he can stay a Bronco.
But does Sean Payton want him to be a Bronco?
Yeah.
Does he?
I think he did. I think he significantly improved from last year. Yeah.
What he do?
He got better.
What got better?
Russell Wilson, I think he played a lot better than he played last year.
With the first year head coach that was only meant for Aaron Rodgers, Nathaniel Hackett.
Remember Hackett? He's gonna be any good.
I thought Nathaniel Hackett was with the Jets.
Yeah. Well, when Russell Wilson,
yes, 2 years ago, Nathaniel Hackett was head coach and he did nothing to Russell Wilson. Fired.
Well, I think Russell Wilson didn't respect him.
I think this is a PR move. He's trying to take the big man road. He's trying to be like, I'm the big... He's saying everything correct. I'm the big man. Like, I want to retire. I want to do good by the Broncos. I trust the Broncos. I want to retire a Bronco. That's why I wanted to be here. But I don't think he's going to end up there. I think
it was a publicity stunt. But absolutely. I think it was a publicity stunt in a way where I think he was throwing bait. And he wanted to see who caught it. And nobody wanted to, no. There's no fish out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially Sean Payton. You know, he's the old school. He doesn't take no bullshit. He doesn't take the Broncos country. That's right. Persona, you know?
No, but I don't think any team wants him.
You don't think there's 10 teams? You think the Steelers are better off with Mason Rudolph?
Yes.
Really? Than Russell Wilson? Are you better off with your quarterback than Russell Wilson?
Yes.
With Aiden O'Connell?
Yes. And by that, you guys, I'm talking about, I think Russell Wilson for the Pittsburgh Steelers is a downgrade. I think that's the worst thing you could ever do.
What?
Yeah.
You smoked out, man. There's no
how?
Way.
I'm like, how?
You're not going to tell me that Kenny Pickett or Mason Rudolph are better than Russell.
If you look at the complete package, yeah, for that team.
What's a complete package?
I'm just saying, like, You got wide receivers that don't respect, and then they half-ass it. And you got Russell Wilson, who is the king of half-assing. Now you're going to put him in a half-ass team, half-assing it, versus a youthful player who wants to win.
Or I see a player like a Russell Wilson, who's a veteran, who's a Super Bowl champion.
You can't use that excuse anymore.
Why not? He's still a Super Bowl champion. Okay, is he not?
So did he do that when he first came to Denver?
Yes, no. He had his own office, his own parking lot.
I know, but he downgraded that team when he came to Denver because of the lack of leadership. Because he's not a leader. Russell Wilson is no leader. Nobody follows him.
Hypothetically, let's just say hypothetically, yeah. The Raiders trade for Russell Wilson. What's gonna be?
He's gonna be on our bench.
He's gonna be next to Jimmy.
I'm telling you, Russell Wilson is not a leader. Like players that come out and said that it's hard to reach this man. It's like he's not a team player.
He's a product of the system, and that was Pete Carroll's system.
It was one of those things where like he was sheltered, and he's quarterbacks are weird in general.
They're divas, according to Chad. Wide receivers are divas.
No, quarterbacks are too. Quarterbacks are like untouchable. But the thing is, like when you have quarterbacks like what do you call it? Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, like yeah. Even who else?
Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, like people that like Josh quarterbacks, Allen. Quarterbacks that connect with their players and they like really vibe with their players, and you see them have real relationships with their players. Russell has never ever established that. The closest that somebody has had in a relationship is DK Metcalf, and that's it.
What about Tyler Lockett?
I don't think the connection was good.
I don't think it was.
The only one that I've heard like pay respects and say he was a good teammate was DK Metcalf.
What about Richard Sherman?
Huh?
Richard Sherman?
No. Defense hated him. Even Richard Sherman and I think it was Richard Sherman. Yeah, Richard Sherman has basically been online saying like, "Yo, Russell, he's like he's a different dude. He's not, he's a square. Like this dude, like he's not a boy." Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. Like, man. Russell needs, like Russell is like that little quarterback that's in a greenhouse. He needs a coach that you know handles everything else, like chaos and everything. And just tells him, gives him the place to play, and that's it. He's not no Aaron Rodgers.
JJ, do you think Russell Wilson should be a starter
with the Broncos?
No, in the NFL. In the
league? I mean, he could be a starter for the Falcons.
I think he is a starter. He's a champion.
A starter for the Panthers? That's a hard pass.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because Bryce they're Young? Trying to build up Bryce Young, and they have a new head coach.
I don't even like that dude.
He's small.
He is small, but you know, we'll see if he plays good. But like, I think he could be a starter. I think the first thing that comes to my mind is Atlanta Falcons for starters.
I'm thinking he's staying with the Broncos, man.
I think he could stay with the Broncos.
I think he needs an old coach. I don't think he would cut it with a new coach, with a young coach.
I mean, Nathaniel Hackett isn't.
But the problem is that Sean Payton doesn't want
him. Is Nathaniel Hackett a young coach?
Yes.
Younger. So what happened?
Younger, youngish.
What happened with Nathaniel Hackett?
What's considered young?
What I'm talking about, Sean Payton is from the old era.
Yes.
Bill Belichick is from the old era.
Yeah. I think it fits best with Russell Wilson because...
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about a Bill Belichick is my way. Mm-hmm. Go through the steps. I need you to do this routine. This is what I'm going to give you because I think Russell Wilson is a great follower. Because I think he needs a coach that really owns a position. I don't think he needs a friend. If a coach tries to be his friend, I think that's the opposite of what Russell needs. I think Russell needs is a coach that tells him what to do.
A hard-ass coach, yes.
He doesn't have to be hard. He just has to be like, I need you to do this, this,
stern
and this.
Stern coach.
It's not like, what do you think, Russell?
No, it's
I'm going to cook.
He's 44.
Somewhat young.
Yeah.
He's in the middle. He's in the middle. But... You think he's staying?
Yeah.
You think he might be?
No, I think he'll stay.
I think he'll be let go.
Why would you let him go?
Because Sean Payton doesn't want him.
It says
who? How do you know that?
When someone yells at the top of their lungs for something you didn't even do.
What scenario are you talking about?
So it was like first and goal, right? And like the offensive line, an offensive lineman jumped and they pushed him back 10 yards. And it was like running out of time. So instead of going for a play, a quick play, they just decided to kick a field goal. Sean Payton lost his shit. He was screaming at the top of his lungs to Russell Wilson. Like veins popping in the neck.
Yes, I think that's what Russell needs.
But then, how does the organization go to you and say, can you take a pay cut? Release your fully guaranteed. If not, we are going to bench you for the last two weeks of the season. And a coach comes in, the coach later comes in and says, it's for a personnel reason. Like, we're doing this to evaluate the players.
Personnel reason. Like I said, I think he's still staying. I think Sean Payton is just that type of coach.
I think the Broncos, the Walmart family wants to get out of that contract, or wants to get out of Russell, and they're willing to eat that money.
And the Walmart family, they have money to spend,
but you know.
No, I don't think so. I think
we'll place food money.
What's the best quarterback they had before Russell Wilson?
Peyton Manning.
Okay. What was the road after Peyton Manning?
Oh, that's a... Hey,
it was terrible. It was harsh. It was cruel.
What was the other one? Brock Osweiler? Brock Osweiler. And then...
Traxton Lynch. Simeon.
I'm just saying, it's been an arduous journey. And look at what the people across the river did, or across the state did. Over here in Vegas, where they let go of Derek Carr, did the passing improve? No. So I'm saying, I'm like, unless there is definite proof of betterness or like actual potential in a quarterback, why the hell would you let go of a championship quarterback? It doesn't make sense. It's dumb.
When you think, when you got to pick the head coach or you got to pick the quarterback?
I know, but it's one of those things where.
So with that, all of that you're saying,
I want something better. Like, tell me what team that has left the starting quarterback that has been a Super Bowl champion and has gotten better.
Wait.
There's only one team that you could that in the last the team few years
or like the player.
Why would you care about the player?
Okay.
I'm talking about the organization that let him go. Look at the Patriots. That's the only example.
No. What were they after Tom Brady? Shit.
Exactly. You're proving my point.
Well, that's a horrible point.
Tell me. There's not that many active Super Bowl winning quarterbacks that have been traded.
Is there probably only a few? Maybe one.
The Flacco, Packers are in a good position.
Flacco?
The Packers are in a good position.
Who, the Packers?
Yeah. With Jordan Love.
No.
This is his first full rodeo.
You think, what are they better than with Aaron Rodgers? I'm saying improved. I'm not saying digress. There's not many teams. There's no clear examples.
Yeah, I don't see that now.
Yeah. I'll give you that one. But the Kansas City Chiefs made news by allowing Snead to request a trade and also letting go of Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
I never really liked Scantling.
I mean, he caught the touchdown. The
game winner. I think Scantling...
they're making room for Mike Evans.
Yeah, I think they need a powerhouse wide receiver. I think Scantling was their best. Or would you say Kadarius Toney was their best?
That fool never played. I'm saying
coming into the season, like, who was the number one? Was it Toney or was it Valdez?
Well, there
coming into the season,
I don't know.
I want to say it was Toney. Kadarius Toney. I think he was supposed to be the guy.
I just know that he wasn't released, and another person was, and he didn't play jack shit.
But I think Valdez. I think he's a veteran. Good player that you don't mind having, but I don't think he's a top receiver.
No,
in a team.
Well, the dominoes are starting to fall because T. Higgins was franchise tag. So, and according to NFL.com, the 101 best free agents.
Wasn't he hurt like forever?
No, that was Jamar Chase,
Tim Patrick.
Tim Patrick was hurt.
From the Broncos?
Yeah, he was hurt.
Yeah.
I thought Tim Patrick was...
He's been hurt for Bengals. The last 2 years. No, Broncos. He wasn't hurt for back to back?
No.
Oh, yeah, they had Judy, huh?
Jerry Judy,
it's yeah. like Kurt.
Why are we Corlin talking about Sutton? The Broncos?
I don't know. You said Tim Patrick.
Right, this ain't Tim Patrick.
I was like, you said Tim Patrick was hurt. I was like, I think you mean Jamar Chase. Like, nah, Tim Patrick. I was like, okay.
Wait, I was thinking of the T. Higgins.
T. Higgins was hurt, too.
Yeah. Or Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, because yeah, you were talking about T. Higgins. I think I was thinking T. Higgins, but I said Tim Patrick. My bad. No, yeah, but T. Higgins, I thought, yeah, he got, I guess franchise isn't really a good thing.
No,
it's not.
No. But 101, guess the best free agent. Just a guess. Just
best free agents?
I don't know. Chris Jones?
Yeah, Chris Jones, number
Mike
one.
Mike Evans?
Chris Jones, number one. Kirk Cousins, number two.
Derrick Henry?
Not yet. Josh Allen, the edge rusher for the Jaguars.
Oh, he's a free agent? He's good.
Christian Wilkins, the defensive tackle for the Dolphins. Brian Burns, an edge rusher for the Panthers.
Oh, yeah, running backs aren't worth shit.
Sneed, Justin Madubuik from the Ravens. Where is Mike Evans top 10? He's just in the 10.
Saquon, Jacobs, and so Henry.
Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard.
Saquon
are not expected to get tagged.
I thought they already got tagged.
Nope, last
that
year.
Was last year.
That's what I'm saying. Like
they're not expected. I mean, they could get tagged twice, back to back.
Oh, yeah, nah.
But the teams are not expected to get tagged. They're not expected
I think
to.
That's very disrespectful to tag them twice.
Dak got tagged twice.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is that why the whole, but that the whole franchise or the fans were very upset about that?
Yeah, because they're
that's why that and that's the reason why they had to pay him.
Yeah.
If they didn't franchise him tagged the second time, they wouldn't have to pay him out.
Mm-hmm.
Was he worth it?
No.
That's debatable.
Well, what's the best available? Like you said,
I know that's debatable. I don't think so. They got Trey Lance now, so they're good.
That for next year.
They're just sad, man. I think they're gonna start training Trey Lance.
Saquon Barkley is 14. Calvin Ridley 16.
Calvin Ridley, like I expected a lot more from him. But then again, but then again.
But there were some games that he blew out like 45 points of fantasy.
I know, but it's one of those things too where I feel like he was from a very long hiatus.
Yes.
Like this dude was like, I think two years, right? Two and a half years?
No, 2 years. First he took a mental health break.
And then the gambling.
And then they caught him with gambling and it took him a year.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, he was gone for a while.
Stephon Gilmore is a free agent.
Yeah. I think he's a good veteran educate the youth.
Xavier Howard for the cornerback for the Dolphins is expected to be released.
He was released, I think.
Oh, like they told him, like, hey, we're going to let you go. Jacoby Brissett, Baker Mayfield, Derrick Henry, Gabe Davis, Chase Young, Za'Darius Smith, Josh Jacobs, Levante David. Oh, the top edge rusher for the Buccaneers, Shaq Barrett, I believe. He's also getting released.
I heard that too.
Interesting.
Jadeveon Clowney, Hunter Henry, Fletcher Cox. And that's just a top 50. Tony Pollard.
The funny part is like half those players are gonna get re-signed by the same team.
Yeah.
Calais Campbell from the Falcons, Darnell Mooney.
Yeah, but not really a lot of wide receivers.
Bobby Wagner. Well, let's see.
Bobby Wagner had a successful career. Get it? How I said had?
Yeah, it was only the Legend of Boom. When
he was I think he's gonna retire with that team.
The Seahawks.
Yeah.
Okay, according to...
No, he's not even with the Seahawks anymore, is he?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
He went from the Seahawks to the Rams to the Seahawks.
Pro Football Focus, PFF.com. Top free agents, T. Higgins. Number two, Michael Pittman Jr. from the Colts. Mike Evans. Marquez Brown, Hollywood Brown.
How do you like Marquise? What do you say, Marquez?
It's Marquise?
A-M-A-R-Q-U-I-S-E. Marquise? Oh, sorry. Hollywood Brown.
Yeah.
Marquise. What do I think about him?
Because you obviously don't like him.
I think he's an average wide receiver. Yeah.
he got the nickname Hollywood Brown.
Why?
Why?
He's a showstopper.
Is he?
He was with the Ravens until
Zay Flowers is a bigger showstopper.
Yeah.
Nah, Brown was good. He didn't have the quarterback that Zay Flowers has.
Who did Hollywood Brown used to have?
Used to have a non-accurate. Lamar Jackson. While Zay Flowers had a 3-year practicing to his accuracy, Lamar Jackson. Uh-huh. Big difference. Yeah. Big difference.
3 years.
Even his IQ to extend the pass, I think has very increased for Lamar Jackson. Have you seen him play?
OBJ is a free agent.
I don't like OBJ.
Tyler Boyd is a free agent.
Okay.
He's an above average receiver.
Curtis Samuel
from the Commanders.
OBJ fell off too. I think he had like two.
He
only or three.
Got like one or two catches in that.
Yeah, exactly. Two or three.
Yeah, he got hurt again.
Chiefs, huh?
Yeah.
Kendrick Bourne, DJ Shark, Michael Thomas from the Saints.
I think he is leaving the Saints. What's that guy's name? Really stepped up, that young player.
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about. I just don't know his name.
Yeah, he's a
rookie.
The Saints wide receiver, right?
Yeah. Shit, what's his name?
He's currently a rookie.
I think it's his second year.
Yeah, his second year. I was about to say. Olave.
Chris Olave, yeah. I think he really flourished with that team. And I think Michael Thomas has a bad, the Saints have a bad taste on their mouth with Michael Thomas.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
He's in and out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Not even that. It's just.
He had surgery right before the season started.
So they kept telling him, get surgery. Nah, it's going to heal naturally. And then he waited, I think, 6 or 5 months. I'm probably exaggerating, but he waited a long time. And he's like, you know what? I'll get surgery right before the season started. If he would have gotten surgery when they recommended him to get the surgery, he would have been able to play or at least be ready for preseason and all that. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't. And then he was being very selfish.
Exactly. So I'm just going to pull up.
And he was a top receiver too before his injury. After his injury, like, nah, he was like another Antonio Brown.
Would you look at that?
Julio Jones.
Mel Kiper released the latest
mock draft.
The number one overall pick, the Bears.
Oh, so they do saying that the Bears are going to trade.
Well, he can't predict future traits.
I see, yeah, because I think the Bears are going to trade that pick.
I think he are. No. Okay, correction. The Bears had came out and said, all positions are being evaluated. We want to do the best for Justin Fields. If we feel that we are going to move in a different path, we want to give Justin Fields the best chance in free agency to find a new home. So if the Bears want to move on from Justin Fields, which I'm putting my money on, they will do it before free agency starts in March 18th or 13th.
Yeah, second week of March. They don't do it before, they do it after.
Like right around that time.
Yeah, because that's when you can start trading. You can't start trading now. You have to wait till the March.
Yes, you can, but you know, that's a tampering.
I see under the table.
Under the table. Chicago Bears select
Caleb Williams.
He's from USC, right? Or?
USC guy. You know he made $10 million in 2 years at USC?
$10 million?
Yeah.
NIL deal.
Endorsements,
man.
Yeah, that's why I'm happy for the college students, because a lot of college students, they could get like season-ending injuries like Zion, because after he messed up that leg, he's never been the same.
The way I see it is like, if you're using my name to promote our university, you better give me some money.
True.
I was listening to Johnny Manziel's podcast. I mean, Shannon Sharpe's podcast with Johnny Manziel. He was basically the pioneer. Because he went to Texas A&M and jerseys were being sold left and right for number two. But he was like, you guys are charging like $100 for my jersey, but I'm only getting a $700 voucher for like food and books and stuff like that. Nah, hell nah. Fuck that. I'm going to sign a bunch of shit. Allegedly, I'm going to sign a bunch of shit and sell it.
Tough.
Hey. He was a pioneer.
It's making business.
If you got caught doing that, he would have been kicked
allegedly,
out.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I don't,
allegedly. I it was a good podcast. That guy contemplated suicide too.
Oh, do you think that, or have they already given back, what's that dude's name, that running back?
Reggie Bush's Heisman? Yes. No. Because they said that in order to do that, the NCAA has to reinstate Reggie Bush's like active player record that he did in that time period back into the system. And in order to do that, that means they have to admit fault that they were wrong. And you really think the NCAA is going to admit they're wrong?
It's so messed up, man.
It's so messed up.
Because the only reason why they took it away was because of the money.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy. What school is this?
USC.
God, what a terrible school.
No, the organization. The NCAA.
Oh, so it's not the school's
choice. No, the school wants to give it. The school wants to be like, yo, we have a former Heisman running back.
Oh, yeah, that would be good for the school.
Yeah.
Oh, I was about to say, USC sucks.
Fuck you. You don't even like college football. You do either way. You don't even like college football, but you know, you guys.
Is that your
team?
Is that your team?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm more of the Oregon Ducks.
I do like Oregon. They have the best uniform by far. By far. I wouldn't mind my kid going to Oregon just for the football.
It's a nice country. Your state. It's a nice Oregon country, man.
No, you got to make sure you go to the Oregon right one. There's Oregon State and University of Oregon.
Oregon State.
Oregon State's the green one, right?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Hello? Yeah. Yes. Yes, I am.
I'm sure.
I'm 100% sure.
Oregon State is for the Ducks.
Yeah, dude.
So you guys, the final answer is Oregon State University.
Yes.
No. Oregon State Ducks.
Yeah, State University.
Oregon State Ducks.
No, Oregon State University. Yeah, dude. Yeah, they have to have university.
Oregon State.
Yes.
I'm going to go with University of Oregon. Go Ducks.
You know I can't see.
Okay, well, Oregon State is the Beavers.
I change it to the University.
Oh, my goodness. I've been rooting for the wrong team.
That's why I hate those schools. The same thing always happens with Michigan and Michigan State.
It's always...
Yeah. Michigan State is the Spartans, and University of Michigan is the Wolverines.
It makes sense. Right?
I can't neither deny or confirm that statement.
I guess it makes sense.
I'm already 0-1.
You're like, what is... like everything I know is a lie. Okay, Michigan. Fuck, I see. Michigan State Spartans and University of Michigan.
So the Spartans are the green ones?
Spartans are the green ones.
Who Michigan are the Wolverines? State.
See, that's why I was thinking green.
See.
God damn you, Michigan.
So University of Oregon.
Funny. That's funny to
Oregon think. University. So the one in the state, don't unless you like Beavers.
That's it's like UC Davis.
It's like University of California versus California State University.
Yeah. Yes.
It's exactly like that. The worst state... It's the
San Diego State versus University of San Diego.
Okay, which is better? UC University of
UCSD. UCSD.
UCSD or CSUD?
SDSU.
SDSU, yes. Which one's better?
UCSD. The way it sounds, like which one sounds better?
University. Like if we say University of San Diego or San Diego State University, which one's better?
I like UC.
I always thought San Diego State was better. San Diego State University.
Yeah, I just like the way the other one sounds.
Because do you guys remember the greatest show on turf, the St. Louis Rams with Marshall Faulk, the running back?
No.
Well, he was a really good running back. He came from San Diego State University. Also, Kawhi Leonard.
Interesting.
I knew about Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, Marshall Faulk.
Should have been a Laker.
That's not his fault.
Should have drafted him. We could have had Jason Tatum.
I don't like Jason Tatum. He choked in the biggest stage of his life.
I would still be a Laker fan if they had
no. Shut
up. Get out of here.
Shut up.
You don't know how I feel about the Lakers.
And Lakers are playing the Clippers right now.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on my feet.
Yeah. Number two, Commander Select, Jaden Daniels, LSU quarterback. Patriots Select quarterback.
Just go to the Raiders.
Okay, question. Number four, the Arizona Cardinals select quarterback or non-quarterback?
Non-quarterback.
Quarterback.
And the final answer. They say like Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State.
Yeah.
They're sticking with Kyler. Arizona Cardinals that came out.
I like Kyler. I think he busted last season.
He had a freak accident. He literally was running on the turf, and then he just...
Yeah, I feel like... But I do agree that Kyler Murray is the most elusive quarterback in the league. Just because he's small, man. That's what I'm saying.
Better than Bryce Young? Just kidding. It's a joke.
Okay, Raider, what do you select with the 13th overall pick?
I want to say cornerback.
No.
If it's not linebacker? No. Linebacker?
Nope.
Running back?
No.
No.
Quarterback.
He's not opposite to Max Crosby.
He's not opposite, so a defensive tackle.
Boom. D tackle. Byron Murphy, D-tackle, Texas.
I don't like getting...
Like Denver, Las rushes. Vegas is likely moving on from his veteran quarterback, Jimmy G, as was benched when Antonio Pierce took over the interim coach last season. And like Denver, Las Vegas might have to go a different route to add his 2024 starting signal caller. So the Pierce hire as a full-time coach, let's look to improve the defense. Murphy was the highest pass rush upside of any interior defensive lineman in this class. He has 5 sacks and 33 pressures last season, a huge improvement over his 2022 season with 1 sack and 14 pressures.
I don't know.
A 308-pound boy. That's a big boy.
I'm not a big fan of getting a
D tackle. You could unlock the next Aaron Donald.
I just don't like getting a edge rush or a somebody to pressure the quarterback in the first round. I feel like a lot of pressure.
Ram Ambassador.
I'd rather get a linebacker.
I mean, depends.
Your corners are questionable.
Our corners are good.
That one
side is.
Two.
Safety.
One safety, yes.
Okay.
That one dude that was drafted by the Eagles, I barely heard about him. I don't know his name. That's the problem.
You? Do you know this guy?
Who are you talking about?
He's a rookie defensive player for the Eagles.
That got... First
got
round
or something.
First round?
Nope. I'll find out. Oh, the one that he accidentally killed his
Jalen
friend.
Carter.
Yeah.
There it is.
I actually heard him a couple times.
Yeah, I didn't really hear him often.
No, I think it's because I feel like it's one of the biggest pressures, because I'm like, if you don't get sacks or stuff like,
if you don't do your job.
If you don't do what you did in college, you kind of consider a bust, especially if somebody took you in the first round.
Yeah.
I guess it just depends.
Yeah. But number 19, what do you guys think? Los Angeles Rams. Wait. We have a first round pick?
Yeah, dude.
You guys.
We're finally out of the blue.
Unless you guys are getting a running back.
No. Bro, shit. After what Williams did for your fantasy.
Kyron Williams is okay.
I think we're going to get a defensive player.
Okay. Yeah.
Cornerback.
Oh, spot on. Cooper Dejean.
D-E-S-E-A-N.
D-E-J-E-A-N.
Dejean.
E-A-N.
J.
D-E-G-E-A-N.
No, D-E-J.
Yeah, J.
J like in Jessica?
Yes.
There's the word jeans in the name.
How you spell Jean?
G-E-A-N. J. Sorry, I keep getting it wrong. J-E-A-N. Dejean.
Dejean.
Dejean?
Is it double E?
One E and one A.
I would say Dejean.
It's like Sean, Dejean. Huh. I'm guessing.
I'm guessing too.
I'm going to go with Dejean, my final answer. I'm locking it in.
But with that, you have to have like a double E or E after the end. Is there an E after the end?
No, it's just D-E-J-E-A-N.
Yeah, I think it's Dejean.
Fourth round. Yep, we pick a cornerback. And you know how I told you guys, well, let's see, is there anything else on any other news that's going around?
Well, apart from football, spring training is upon us for
baseball. Otani being Otani.
What does that mean? That means
it's preseason for baseball.
Did you even try?
Oh, did you guys hear Cam Newton got jumped?
Did you even try? No.
Did you hear Cam Newton got
jumped?
What
do you mean?
He has his own like little league that promotes, you know, like 7-on-7.
Yeah, no, I've seen it.
And
yeah.
Cam Newton got jumped by
thugs,
by kids,
by teenagers.
Yeah, like kids who are trying out or whatever, practicing.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What I mean?
Like there was an altercation.
Yeah, like he, I guess like
it's because I'm saying like, what was it like? Are you talking about like he was coming, he was going home at night, and then they no, rushed
during
him
during the day, during the during like a like let's a say 11 a.m. during his
so he his was workout. Out there playing with the kids. He probably said something foul, and the kids became an altercation.
No, because he was under his canopy, and the teens approached him.
Teenagers.
Let me put the video for you guys so you guys can see. Keep in mind, Cam, it looks like Cam Newton throws a punch, but there's no punches thrown. He's just manhandling these wannabe tough guys. So,
does he win the fight, though?
Oh, absolutely.
It's an altercation. It's not a fight. When kids attack you...
It's a fight.
How is it a fight? You just...
They in my face. I feel
it's like saying, like, I'm if an eight-year-old kid comes aggression. At you...
I am aggressed by a team.
All right, here you go. Here you go. Ah, bloody freaking hell.
Okay.
Just one teenager?
No, three. You can see like one, two.
Whoa, dude.
What is the security still? What? Right? How did it take us so long?
Right?
What's the story?
You probably said something foul. Is this
Cam Newton says some things that are like borderline like you want to fight this guy.
Yeah, Cam Newton grew up in an older generation, our generation, where you could talk shit. While the new kids, you can't really talk bad to them because then...
Yeah, they get their feelings hurt.
Yes, and then they want to fight too.
They get...
Shannon Sharp was going about, and I agree with him, that kids nowadays, they don't look up to like the elders and say, hey, what did you do? To get here, what could you have done different? Like, I'm trying to get some tricks. Can you help me, right? Be humble. Be, like, respectful. Kids nowadays go up to you and be like, hey, can you sign my ball? Because I'm going to be a better version than you. Like, hey, good luck. Stay at home in retirement because I'm going to come for your job. Kids having this attitude that, like, you can disrespect anybody and there's no repercussions.
Yes, it's because of the parents not being... Because a lot of parents are like... Oh, he's just a kid. Or like, oh, let him just be. Because they're not strict. Sometimes with kids, you have to be like, you have to be respectful at all times. But now it's like, oh, let me hear about your feelings. Like the way my sister be raising my nephew. Like, nah, that shit is out.
Mm-hmm. So kids are going up to Cam. And I feel like Cam Newton's like, oh, people are always downgrading what Cam Newton's done. Right? Like, I just feel like.
What has he done?
Dude, well, he made it to well, Super keep Bowl, in mind, okay?
He took this team to a Super Bowl.
And he got spanked.
Name me his fine, best wide receiver.
During that time?
Yeah.
Moore? No. Was Moore with them? DJ Moore?
I think so.
He was a rookie. Barely came in. And he was leaving.
He was his best wide receiver.
That was the best wide receiver he's ever had.
Okay. I'm not saying he was a bad player. They had number one offense, yeah.
Because of him,
because he was basically a big Ben that could run.
Yes. Like he literally carried the team on his shoulders. Like
yes, and what did that do? That ruined his career.
Actually, T.J. Watt ruined his career.
Huh?
T.J. Watt ruined his career.
Yes. How?
They calculated a timeline of when Cam Newton started sucking, and they correlated to like a shoulder injury, and they traced it down to the day. And it was against the Steelers. TJ Watt is a rookie. He came in and Cam was about to throw. But like TJ Watt got him right here with his helmet and like did like a weird ricochet. And that was the beginning of his end for Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Because he can never throw
a
ball.
Cam Newton had a gun.
He had a cannon.
Yeah.
And he was accurate too. That was a problem. He was accurate too.
He was good.
Yeah.
It was after that injury. And it's because I felt like Cam Newton, he took too many risks, man. That's why he was a Superman. Like, well, during that Denver, what do you call
Super Bowl?
Denver, yeah, Panthers Super Bowl. The Panthers were on top of the world, and this is a Cam Newton who is a Patrick Mahomes. It's like pretty much Patrick Mahomes' story.
Yep,
very young player, very like he looked like he was gonna have an amazing career, and he always celebrated. He always had a Superman celebration. Gave his balls to. Like children, like this dude was like the people's man. But then he got hurt.
Pretty much
RG3, you know, like same story over and over. Where like it's a single player trying to take, you know, Derrick Rose, a single player trying to win the whole game by himself, he just hurts his body.
And Stephen A. Smith said something, because you know how Stephen A. is very pro racial things, pro like race, like this will never happen in this.
What, Stephen? No,
he's yeah, not like that. Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of there's a lot of athletes that have also like mini camps to like help kids like get better, right?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of anything like this happening with the Mannings?
No.
Oh my God! So what he's saying is that
it's kind.
No, I think it happens. It's just the media pretty much targets certain people.
Are they?
Do you don't think so?
Oh. Cam Newton is a big target because he says a lot of bold stuff that a lot of people don't agree on, and I think they're just
What he named his son, right?
What he named
his son? A kid.
Chosen.
He does not have a kid. First of all,
yeah, he does.
I didn't know he had a kid.
Yeah, Google that, JJ. Google that. IT department. Cam Newton kid? Question mark. He did not name Chosen One.
Cam Newton.
Nah, he named something weird, but yeah, nah. Yeah, he
weirder has kids. Than Elon Musk naming his kid, naming his son Y equals M2.
I'm telling you, square. Cam Newton started that trend, bro. But he has kids. I don't know why you don't think he had kids. What do you mean? He's a successful athlete. Why wouldn't he have kids?
Oh, okay. Oof.
Well, it was Chosen, okay, right? So,
okay, no.
What is it then?
Okay. One is Caesar, but it says saying Caesar is the A and the E are flipped backwards. Kaiser,
all right.
I think that's Caesar, dude.
But the A and the E
No, is Caesar. Back? Caesar is with the E first.
And then the A.
Okay, well, he has seven kids.
Two so adopted. How many?
Seven. two adopted.
Okay.
Or, yeah, two stepsons, sorry. So Jaden, Shakira, Chosen.
It is Chosen. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, bro.
Sovereign
Dior. I heard it somewhere. I was about to look it up. I was like, who am I thinking then?
It is Cashmere. And
Cashmere.
Cashmere.
What do you mean?
I was not going to try to say that name. I looked at it and I was like, I'm not going to try to say this name. I'm going to butcher the hell out of it.
So Caesar's Cashmere?
He has a kid called Cashmere.
I'm telling you, he named his kid Chosen because he's the chosen one.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, like, this dude, like, he's wild and he has that type of personality. He's
built different, man.
I like him. I like Cam Newton. Hey, I'm a fan.
You know what's funny? Like, these kids really think Cam Newton is a bum that he can't defend. So Cam Newton is like 6'5, 6'6, 250.
Yeah, you know, he's a monster.
He's a big monster. One thing is to be tall. Another thing is to be tall and
like he would run built. Through people. Yeah,
yeah.
He's like Taysom Hill but bigger.
Yeah, bigger. Like
yeah,
fucking bigger.
Taysom Hill's a fucking dog.
Yeah, but he put a shirt on. And you don't think he works out?
Yeah.
But Cam Newton, so he puts a shirt on. He's like, yeah, I work
maybe
out.
Maybe number 8 on the way.
Oh, congrats. You know, economy, if you can afford it, good for you. You know.
It looks like he can. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, he still does things on the side, you know?
Yeah, but...
So I have a question for you guys. So, how much do you guys hate LeBron James?
That's why I'm not a Laker fan
I don't anymore. Hate LeBron James, man.
How much do you dislike LeBron James?
I think LeBron James can be considered a GOAT.
And that's how fine, much do you, but he's a little
How much
bitch.
Do you want to kiss LeBron James' ass?
I would never.
I wouldn't.
Okay, that's what I thought. Well... ESPN released a mock draft where they project Bronny James to be projected to a 2025 mock draft next year's.
So one more year in college.
LeBron James immediately went on Twitter and said, "Can y'all let the kid be a kid and let him play basketball? At the end of the day, he doesn't care about your guys' mock drafts or any guy's mock drafts. At the end of the day, he should just be entitled to play basketball with no pressure of anyone and like blah 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 blah."
Okay, first of all.
That sounds like a father being a good father.
Or it sounds like a hypocrite.
Why?
Because LeBron James came out earlier saying that my son is better than a lot of these NBA players. But now that the experts say, like, I think he's going to spend one more year in college, now you're upset that he doesn't care about mock drafts, he doesn't care about this, and he doesn't care about that. And like you're saying, let the kid be a kid. But you're out here saying that my son's better than a lot of NBA players?
Do you think LeBron James is a smart person?
I think he flawed in this one. He's very calculated. He doesn't make anything without thinking.
I don't know what you mean. Can you elaborate?
This was a mistake.
How so? Like, what do you mean? Which part is a mistake?
Saying that
he says one thing and comes out with another.
Like saying the statement, like, let a kid be a kid. He doesn't care about these mock drafts and he should just be allowed to play basketball without any worries. Keep in mind.
I don't see the downside of that comment. Please.
Okay. The downside to this is this.
No, I'm just trying to.
I got you. The downside is that what has LeBron James been publicly open about him and his son?
That he wants to play with his son. He
wants to play with his son. So yes. Anytime, I get your part because that was two parts that came to my mind. LeBron, you bitch. And I see the father defending his son.
I see.
But I can't ignore the fact that you've been praising your son, that he's better than a lot of NBA players. But then when someone takes a negative jab at him saying he's going to be available for next year's.
Why is that a negative jab though?
You asked me. You asked LeBron. Why did he take to social media to say?
Is it because he redshirted or something? Or like,
no, he's not redshirting. No.
He had a cardiac arrest at the beginning of the season, so he missed a good chunk of training camp and college basketball.
Oh, I see. So he doesn't like.
He's not ready.
I see. It's not that he's not ready, but it's the same thing that happened to who is it? Like a lot of players, that happens to him too. What's the guy from Sacramento Kings? The shooter?
Fox?
Yeah, De'Aaron Fox. There's a lot of controversy for him because he didn't play enough games, I think, in his last season or something like that. Or his numbers weren't right.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why he went with the Kings, because the Lakers could have chosen him. It was between him and Lonzo Ball.
Yes, correct. Yeah. And for me, I'm like, LeBron, like, so that's the thing. And for me, no one has said anything bad about Bronny James. No one. The most disrespectful is this. Like, experts think that he's going to be in next year's draft. But LeBron has put this pressure on.
As a result of the cardiac arrest.
What do you mean?
So the reason why he's not being this because he doesn't have enough games this last season?
Simply mean, I heard a stat. In 20 minutes of average, 20 minutes playing, he's only averaging 5 points.
Is he averaging steals, blocks?
With like one assist or two assists.
What's his position?
I don't know, like maybe
he can be a point guard.
Point guard.
He's small?
Yeah.
He's like 6'2", 6'3"?
Yeah, he's like 6. He's small.
Oh, I see.
I hope he's small.
And he's on minutes restriction too.
He's a what?
Minutes restriction. Like he's not playing
them. Oh, because of the heart?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you ask her mom. His mom, LeBron's wife. She says, I just want my son to be happy and healthy. And LeBron's been saying, I want to play with my son in the NBA.
I know, but did LeBron continue that narrative after the cardiac arrest? Because cardiac arrest to me sounds serious.
It's basically a heart attack. It's like a mini heart attack. It's just a heart
attack. So what I'm saying is that LeBron kept this narrative and then his son has a cardiac arrest, and he's like, you know what? Hey, get off his back, man. He's being protective about his son that had a very serious incident. Now he's being overprotective, and he's like, you know what? Maybe I'm part of the problem why he had that cardiac arrest, because I think it might be stress-induced, if I'm correct. No, I'm saying the stress can induce it.
Shannon Sharp said that he has kids, right? Shannon Sharp said he's never wanted his kids to be like, I only play football because you want me to play football.
Yeah.
He never wanted it. He wanted his kids to play because they wanted to. Because what's the pressure? Like if you're the son of Shannon Sharp and you play tight end, right?
You gotta be a dog.
You gotta be a dog. Because why? If you drop a pass, if you're not that fast, you're not that strong, what's the narrative?
Your dad was better than you. It was like,
right.
Like, yeah, and then it's like one of those things too where it's like, yeah, no.
And the thing that's kind of bad. And the thing that's bad on LeBron's part, he deleted the tweet.
I see LeBron like a type of person that deletes stuff all the time. Like, I think that's just his character, which is, you know, obviously why you guys don't like him.
No, I didn't in the court, and that's the only thing I
LeBron ever. Would never be my favorite player. He would never be, you know. He's never been my favorite player.
You okay there?
But but what I heard, like, people having conversations is, like, you have to understand that your favorite doesn't mean GOAT.
There's some play. There's some
that's fine.
There's some rookies saying that their GOAT is Paul George.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Wasn't that Anthony Edwards?
No.
No, that was somebody else.
Somebody else, but I heard that their GOAT growing up, it was Paul
George. Their favorite player, yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't Anthony Edwards?
No. I can probably see not Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, but your favorite player isn't the GOAT. And I'm like, I think LeBron James has the best career out of any NBA player.
Yeah.
But my favorite will always be Kobe. He's going to be my favorite player.
And then Shaq.
Oh, it's Kevin Durant.
I didn't really like Shaq that much.
No?
I respect him, man. I think he's a great player. Mm-hmm. I like Shaq. But I think Shaq, I don't know. I think
you think Shaq, he's worth that kid? That's why?
Huh?
The work ethic?
Not just the work ethic, but I think Shaq is very petty. But petty in a crying kind of sort of way.
I can see that.
And I think Kobe, because Kobe's petty too, but Kobe is in the, like, I'll get you. Like, you know, I'll come after you.
You guys, you know, remember the former Clippers player, like, Williams?
Blake Griffin or?
No. Not Ty Lue. Lou Williams?
Yeah, Lou.
Lemon Pepper Williams?
Yeah.
I guess he was originally drafted by the Lakers. Interesting. His rookie. And Kobe said to the whole team, like, none of you motherfuckers be wearing my sneakers. Because you guys don't earn it.
That's tough.
I was like, damn.
That's tight.
Hey, did you guys hear that there was a proposed trade that was going to send Chris Paul to the Miami Heat and tag team with D Wade and LeBron James?
In the past?
Who again?
Chris Paul was going to be traded from the Clippers or whatever he was to Miami Heat when D Wade and LeBron James was there. But guess what? What stopped it?
What?
D Wade and Chris Paul. Because neither of them wanted to give up the number 3 jersey.
Interesting. That's funny. Chris Paul missed out on an opportunity to get a ring.
Trade never happened. That's funny. I wonder what would have been traded.
Chris Paul should have traded. Like, what do you mean? That's D Wade's team, bro.
Yeah, he's going to that team.
Yeah,
I was respect like, him.
He's a champion.
Yeah, true. And we come to the final conclusion, boys. I asked you guys.
I was going to say something. I totally forgot, though.
Oh, basketball or football?
Yeah, with the same conversation, but it's all right.
Oh.
I forgot. Shit.
So.
The best facility there was.
The best facilities overall.
I'll take my guess.
So here are the criteria. Here are the criteria. The Patriots? Treatment of families.
Cowboys? Oh, no, not Legion. It's,
treatment of families. So how they will treat your family. Training staff. Weight room, strength coaches, team travel, head coach, nutrition and dietitian,
locker room. How are we supposed to know this stuff?
Training room and owner.
Okay, I'll go first. Is
worst.
It, like, are you done? Are you saying worst or best?
Worst and best.
Best AT&T Stadium.
The Atlanta Falcons. You're locking in your answer.
No, I'm talking about isn't that the Cowboys? Cowboys,
AT&T? Oh, yeah, sorry, AT&T, yes, Cowboys. You're locking in your answer with the Cowboys.
My best is Cowboys, AT&T. Worst? My worst, New York Giants.
Okay.
That's a good one.
JJ?
I think the best one, in my opinion, right now is the Chiefs.
Okay.
And the worst one would be, I think the Giants, too.
If you pick Giants, I'll go to Buffalo Bills. Nah. I'll stay with the Giants. No, there's I do think the Bills.
There's 31 other teams. You okay, really think
all right,
open
I'll
stadium.
I'll pick another team, the Raiders.
The Raiders?
What the?
Hey, no. You bitching about it?
What do you mean?
Okay, all right, I'll be realistic. The Arizona
all right. Cardinals. What do you guys want?
You said Cardinals.
I said the Cardinals.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's close. All right, do you guys want the worst team or the best team?
Worst team.
Worst team?
Wait, is there a ranking?
Well, on the ESPN, they only give me the first and best, but I'm pretty sure that I can find
it. No, that's fine. Just
give us the worst and best then.
The worst team are the Washington Commanders.
Oh, fuck. Shit. I completely forgot about them.
Team facilities?
No, that doesn't count. Why
not?
Because of the whole sexual harassment. That doesn't count.
Team, I think that's treatment of families, F Listen. Minus. Wow. Training staff, F. Food, cafeteria, D plus.
Oh, shit.
Weight room, C. Nutrition, B minus. Strength coaches, A. Locker room, negative F. Team travel, F. Training room, negative
F. It's because they don't got money.
Head coach, C. And owner, B.
Okay. That guy, the owner is now?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's going to be now, dude.
Now, because Snyder was horrible. Yeah, Snyder was horrible. Yeah,
he was fucking harass people.
Okay, now give us the best.
The best one goes to, I'm going to make you guys guess.
SoFi.
No.
AFC, make it easy, 16 teams.
The okay, Baltimore so obviously Ravens. We're wrong.
The Patriot.
Who? Allegiant.
No.
God,
yeah,
damn.
You wish.
Okay, he's at Allegiant Stadium? Who's that?
That's the Raiders, fool.
Oh, that's, I would never pick them, by the way.
What do you mean? It's a brand new stadium.
Oh, my amazing. God.
That you, guys 30, you guys got 30 seconds.
All right. Patriots.
Patriots. No. Fuck.
I know. I thought of this.
The Bills?
No.
Okay.
Ravens?
No.
The Dolphins?
Yep. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Dolphins get the best overall score. Treatment of treatment of families, A minus.
Okay.
Training staff, A minus. Food / cafeteria, A. Weight room, A plus. Nutrition, A. Strength coaches, A. Locker room, A. Team travel, A. Training room, A. Head coach, A. And owner, A plus.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Who's the owner again?
Rose, something Rose.
Oh. I would believe it because I'm like, Miami has money.
Miami does have money.
You don't want to think of a team that has money. That's why I put the Cowboys out there.
See, Jerry Jones has the wealthiest team and he didn't even crack.
What do you mean? You didn't even see the list. There's no list.
Well, actually, let's see. I got time. This list was was created by Sports Illustrated. Let's see. Hey.
Sports Illustrated? Oh, God.
Because I'm telling you, AT&T is top five, man. There's no way.
SoFi is going to be top 10.
I'm like, Texas team has to be. Texas is the land of football, man.
Your football.
You going to tell me Texas is not the land of football? What state loves football more than Texas?
Oh, and the fun Chiefs. Fact. Fun fact. Kansas.
Or Missouri. The Chiefs received four Fs.
The Chiefs received four Fs.
Yeah, they're in Missouri, bro. Wow. What do you expect?
Horrible.
So, they got money. They had three Super Bowls. You going to tell me?
Yeah, dude. They're making fucking...
Yeah. Oh, they have probably like posh people. That's why. Maybe that's why they're winning, because whenever they win, they're like, here you go, man. You get a better facility now. Here you go. Super Bowl ring for like a better weight room.
So I traded my Super Bowl ring for a better bed.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know. What are you looking up again? The Sports Illustrated list?
Yeah.
I don't think you'll find it.
Yeah, I can't find it. I'll send it when I find it. But
Think SoFi is up there?
I think
it should be.
I say like a ranked 10.
We have the best coach. We have Jimmy Neutron up here. You don't think we deserve A+?
A++.
Do they really treat you well when you go there?
Yeah.
We treat everyone so well that we allow the visiting team to be.
Oh, you're right.
You know, Mi casa es tu casa, you know?
It's so welcoming that the visiting team is there all the time.
Exactly. We leave the door open.
Just clean after yourselves, you peasants.
We vacate the building so we can let.
And don't fight. Stop fighting. Stop fighting the popo.
Weird.
I know. We're playing the Raiders next season.
Are we?
Yeah.
We're playing the Packers too.
I know, but that doesn't matter to me. What matters is that the Raiders are going to play during the season.
During the regular season.
Here.
Yes. In SoFi, yes.
It should be fun.
Shit, I guess we're going to that one.
It's going to be fucking fun. Crazy.
Do you remember like 1 month?
No.
Oh, they haven't released the schedule yet.
No, they haven't.
Just the home team, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Home and visiting, Shay.
Yeah. It's going to be a bitch.
Hopefully it's around November.
It's going to be a black piss. Just like
going to be a black shithole.
No, bunch of Raider fans fighting other Raider fans. Because there's going to be no Rams fans to fight.
It's going to be so many Raider fans that they're not even going to sell. Like, you know how as you enter, they sell like shirts and like bandanas and flags of Rams? It's going to be Raiders.
Yeah, I see that.
I don't know why people fight in games, man. It's so expensive just to be there.
I know. I'm trying to run away.
And trying to talk shit too.
Yeah.
I know. Fucking pussy.
I don't get it, man.
Sorry.
Talking shit makes sense, though. But just physically fighting?
No, like like cussing, like fuck you bitch or something like that. Like,
oh yeah, no, that's weird. Yeah, I don't get it.
It happens.
People suck.
All right, thank you so much for listening, guys, and I guess have fun with basketball. I guess I don't really watch
it. I mean, it's getting close to postseason.
Yeah, do you care?
Yeah,
I'm more excited for baseball. Yeah. Adios, bye.